You know, the sun is a magnificent creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you'll find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the sun, wash-shams, surah ash-shams, and you know, in order to bestow a greater appreciation for this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided to us. You find that many religions in the past assigned special qualities to the sun. A lot of people worship the sun. In fact, historically speaking, the Pharaoh and his people, you know, from a theological perspective, they believed that the sun had special powers and they prayed to the sun. And you know, scientifically speaking, the sun is so massive that over a million Earths could fit inside the sun, just from a pure space perspective. So subhanAllah, it's a magnificent creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we find it being mentioned many times in the Qur'an, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the sun, He mentions the moon, He mentions the stars, and usually in that order. And it's beautiful that Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sun ضِيَاء and the moon نُور. And the difference between ضياء and نور is that ضياء is something that provides both heat and light. So it's like the candle, the fire, right? It provides both heat and light. Whereas the moon, you know, obviously would offer just the beneficial part of the light, which is lighting up the darkness and so on and so forth. And subhanAllah, anyone that's been in a desert, when there are no lights, you know, the moon actually provides a significant amount of light. And you know, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, if you notice, as Allah describes the hypocrites on the Day of Judgment, He describes them benefiting from the light of this world. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. So they benefit from the light of Islam in this world by portraying themselves as Muslim and so on and so forth. And Allah mentions the word liya, but Allah says, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. Allah takes away only the light part of it, and He leaves the heat for them. So they would suffer from it on the Day of Judgment. Whereas in this world, they would only benefit from the light of it, and they wouldn't be punished or burned by the heat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very precise in the way that He describes these things. And again, Allah swears by the sun, He swears by the moon. Allah swears by the stars in their various states. And particularly to the Arabs, the stars were used for guidance and travel. They were used for many different things. And you find with Ibrahim alayhi salam, as Ibrahim argued with his people, and a lot of times we see the ayats where Ibrahim is arguing with his people, and we would think that he actually believes the things that he's saying. So when he sees al-kawkab, when he sees al-qamar, when he sees ash-shams, when he sees the stars, he sees the moon, he sees the sun, what does he keep on saying? He says, hadha rabbi, that must be my Lord, right? And you know, he starts worshiping it, and then all of a sudden the stars go away. All of a sudden the moon goes away. All of a sudden the sun goes away. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, every time he expresses that maybe this is my Lord, his people who are, you know, disbelievers and worship idols, they're getting excited that he's worshiping all of these different things. But Ibrahim alayhi salam keeps using the disappearance of those various objects to show that this is a proof that these are not they are not gods themselves, but rather they are clearly on a course from the one who does control them, from the Creator Himself. They're running a course. So how could they be gods? How could they be, you know, divine in that regard? So Ibrahim alayhi salam, as he's looking to his people, he says, well, that must be my Lord. You know, the sun is bigger than the moon and so on and so forth. But again, as they continue to fade away, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he uses it as a proof against his people that all of these things are on a course that's been decreed from their Creator. And you also find that with the sun, the moon, the stars, you have a lot of superstitions. And even very rational human beings will have these very strange superstitions. You know, we naturally like to put our logic aside when it comes to superstitious things, especially when they're in our favor or they give us a reason for our paranoia. So you have, you know, reading the stars and you know, the horoscopes and all those types of things, which make absolutely no sense. But you know what? They give people either hope that's not really there, an illusion of hope, or they give people a reason for paranoia. So people like to hang on to them. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, you know, condemned the usage of the use of horoscopes and all these types of things, where we start to put our trust in fortune tellers and so on and so forth. We also see that when it comes to the sun and the moon, you know, when the Prophet ﷺ lost his son Ibrahim, Rasulullah ﷺ was very grieved by it. And some of the Sahaba, they noticed that the sun and the moon eclipsed, that there was a lunar eclipse on the same night that the son of the Prophet ﷺ passed away. And so some of them started to say, well, this eclipse happened because of the death of the son of the Prophet ﷺ. Now, realize that the Prophet ﷺ is pretty busy right now, you know, dealing with the grief of losing his son. But the Prophet ﷺ, he taught the Sahaba, as he did when the wind would blow harder, he went to the masjid and he led salah, the eclipse prayer, to show them how to pray when they see again, you know, nature in an unusual form. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ash-shamsu wal-qamar," that verily the sun and the moon are ayatan min ayatillah. They're only signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are signs from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not eclipse for the birth of anyone or eclipse for the death of anyone, right? So instead, when these types of things happen, call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for safety and ask Him for comfort. Right, so that's how the Prophet ﷺ is doing away with those superstitions. And the Prophet ﷺ, he also says on the Day of Judgment that these magnificent creations, he says, "Ash-shamsu wal-qamar mukawwirani yawm al-qiyamah," that they would lose their light. Can you imagine the sun and the moon would be completely devoid of light, deprived of light, as the Day of Judgment is established? Now, what's interesting about this, if you look at the sun as it exists today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control, full control obviously, of this massive creature. And perhaps that this massive creation, perhaps that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to mention the sajda of the sun, the prostration of the sun. The Prophet ﷺ chooses to mention the prostration of the sun, because even that massive creature that some people actually worship, that massive creation, it's also in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Notice how different parts of the earth absorb the heat of the sun in different ways. Likewise, on the Day of Judgment. So some, you know, different surfaces expand, some contract, some become more heated, some are immune to its heat. Likewise, on the Day of Judgment, when the Prophet ﷺ said the sun would be brought so near to us that it, you know, you could reach out and you could touch it, right? And you know, who knows how far, you know, scientifically you have all these theories about how far the sun is away from us now, but certainly it's not that close. I mean, imagine reaching out and being able to touch the sun. But even then, the Prophet ﷺ, he said different people would absorb it differently. Allah is fully in control of it. So some people would sweat up to their ankles, some would up to their knees, some up to their waist. Some people would be drowning in their sweat, and some people would be completely immune to it. So subhanAllah, just as in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the sun to heat up different parts of the world at different times and allows different parts of it to absorb it in a certain way. Likewise, on the Day of Judgment, some people will be immune to it, some people will absorb the heat differently, for some people the sun will be hotter, and so on and so forth. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are amongst those people that are not drowning in our sweat and those that are under His shade on the Day of Judgment. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.